firewall, workstation management, cloud recovery and backup, or comprehensive productivity tools. Midwest Data of Iowa is ready to help with all of your IT business needs. Check them out today at iowadata.com. Their goal is to help you succeed in your business. That's Midwest Data of Iowa, iowadata.com.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. 3 minutes past the hour of 6 o'clock, and I have a special guest in the studio with me this morning, Stephanie Miller. Stephanie, how are you?
I am doing great. Good morning. Thank you for having us here.
It is a pleasure to get to visit with you this morning. What do you have there?
I have, now remember, I called earlier before
you
I came
did.
In, and I said, I'm going to go grab Scooters, so if you want some coffee, I'll bring you some.
You did, as a matter of fact.
So I went for my large iced autumn caramel swirl.
Whoa.
So I am set for the entire day.
Oh, wow. Highly caffeinated.
Yes.
Or you will be.
I will be. Yeah. I always tell people it's called prayer, positivity, and coffee. You can take on the world.
I like it. I like it. Absolutely. So we're going to talk about Emerson Days. That's coming up here very soon, right?
Yes. September 6th and 7th.
Okay. Let's talk about, so what's your role with Emerson Days? What role do you play in this stuff?
So Community Club of Emerson, they sponsor Emerson Days.
Okay.
And I am currently vice president of that organization.
Okay.
It's a great group of people. They love the town. They love the community. Our events, it's just a way to bring people together.
Okay.
So with Emerson Days, it's our 96th. Annual, 96 years. We're getting there.
You're about there, I think.
Yes, we're about there.
96 years.
Yes.
So you're the vice president of the community club. How
yes.
long have you been involved with the community club?
This is my third year.
Okay. Why did you choose to get involved with it?
So I work at the post office in Emerson. I love my job. I love the people. It's a really neat place to be.
Yeah.
And so getting involved in community club, we work bingo. We have a turkey and ham giveaway for Christmas. We just do things, and it's just neat to get involved with people.
Okay.
And just bring them in and have fun.
So this is probably your biggest event of the year?
It is.
With Emerson Days?
It is.
And it's a two-day event.
It is. We have a lot of things going on for the weekend.
Well, let's kind of start. It starts Saturday.
Starts on Saturday, September 6th.
September 6th, and then it will continue Saturday and Sunday.
Yes.
Okay, so let's start Saturday. Walk me through events that are going on Saturday, September 6th.
Well, first off, we're going to start with a breakfast in the morning. Now, that is sponsored by another group in town, EIO, Emerson Improvement Organization.
Okay.
They got started last year. They're working, on improving the aesthetics in town, making it a better place to live.
Mm-hmm.
So they're sponsoring a breakfast. It runs until 8, from 8 o'clock in the morning until 10.
Mm-hmm.
It's a free will donation. It's at the Legion there, right off Main Street. They're going to have breakfast casseroles, biscuits and gravy, muffins, cinnamon rolls, coffee.
I'm in.
Exactly.
In.
Come on in.
Yeah.
You can do that. Have breakfast. They've been part of a visioning project that they partnered with Iowa State and the Iowa DOT. They're going to have those visioning boards up so that people can take a look on some things that projects that we can take on in town to make it look better.
It takes work from, like you say, a number of different clubs and organizations, everyone focusing on what they're doing to make things like this work, right?
Yes, and it's all encompassing, and to be able to get together and work together and be together just for the improvement of the entire community.
Okay, so the breakfast is from 8 until 10 at the Legion Building Saturday
yes.
morning. Then you're going to have a parade. Is it that morning as well?
Yes.
Tell me about the parade.
The parade, it will start at 10:45 with the Kitty Parade.
Okay.
And then the first 150 kids get a goodie bag, so make sure to stop by the announcer's desk for that. Then the parade starts at 11.
Okay.
While that is going on, we also have a farmer's market
for
the first time.
Yes.
And that is sponsored by EIO as well.
Where's that going to be?
That is going to be across from the park on the north side of Main Street. Any vendors who are interested in that, it's a $10 setup fee. they can contact Julie Van Houten at 712-370-5809, or they can contact Shannon Gravitt at 712-355-8947.
Okay,
and
so
that's running 9 to 2.
So we have breakfast from 8 until 10. Mm-hmm. We have the farmer's market from 9 until 2. That's across from Evans Park.
Yes.
Then the parade starts at 10:45.
With the kitty parade.
Is that the traditional route through town with the parade?
Yes, just down Main Street.
Okay.
We'll start lining up people probably about 10:15.
Okay.
On the east side of the Main Street. So we'll have markers and stuff people place there. I am not announcing the parade this year. Gary Christensen is.
Okay.
He and I are kind of switching roles because my voice is kind of playing, giving me fits right now. But so I'll help line up people and we'll get your information. So come on down and be an entrant in the parade.
All right. And the parade will last. It's Kitty Parade at 10:45. The parade itself
starts at 11.
Starts at 11. I'm going to be exhausted. Then I need to have lunch.
Yes.
You're going to do that as well.
We are. This year we have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So Custom Eats and Sweets will be serving lunch in the park from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay.
I should probably say our theme this year.
Yes, ma'am.
For Emerson Days is Small Town, Big Heart.
Okay. Small Town, Big Heart for Emerson Days this year. Very cool.
Yes. So after the parade,
mm-hmm.
Starting at noon, at Evans Park, that's when that gets hopping. We'll have games for the kids. We'll have inflatables. We'll have the bounce house balloon twister. That is sponsored by the E-Stop, AgriVision Equipment of Red Oak, Richards and Son Agri Supply, and the Malvern Bank.
Okay. You have a full day of events.
We do have a full day.
Wow.
Yes. So starting at 1 o'clock for the adults, we have bingo. So that's in the community building.
Who's calling the bingo, do you know?
Gary will be calling bingo. Okay. I will be handling money.
Okay. That works better that way?
It works out pretty well, I'll
okay.
say. Yes.
All right.
He's a good partner.
Now, do these bingo games get pretty intense?
They can.
Yeah, they can.
They can.
Yes.
You know, these ladies and, uh-huh. you know, our bingo participants, they know their bingo.
I've been in some bingo games where there's some smack talking and there's some, you know, all kinds of activities go on inside those games. So,
but
a lot of fun, right?
We have a really good time.
A lot of fun, which is the purpose. So now is there, who puts on the bingo? Is there an organization behind
that? That's Emerson Community Club. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
So that takes place from 1 until 3 at the community building.
It usually runs a little later than 3 because, you know.
You have to kind of, yeah.
We talk and, you know.
I'm with you.
We got to take a few breaks
you
here
bet.
And there.
You bet.
So then after that, we'll get everything set up for our evening and we'll have our dinner.
Where's that at? Community building?
The community building as well. We usually eat outside.
Okay.
That's also sponsored by the Emerson Community Club. That'll run from 4:30 to 6:30.
Okay.
That is also a free will offering.
Okay, I was going to ask, do I need to purchase tickets or just show up for
nope,
that?
Nope, just show up. You know, put a little money in the plate, please, and thank mm-hmm. you, and enjoy.
Okay.
We'll have Dirty John performing.
Okay.
They're always a lot of fun. Plus, that's when we have our pie auction.
Okay.
Which, I'm going to tell you what, the ladies around town, they know how to bake.
So make sure you show up and have your meal.
Yes.
Enjoy. Be generous. It's a free will donation.
Yes, absolutely.
Bid way more than you think you should for the pies at the pie auction.
Yes, please.
And you'll be happy. What do the proceeds go to? Back to the community club?
It goes back to the community club, and we give
back
to
the community.
To the community.
Yeah.
So, and that's what we do. You know, we donate anywhere people need something in the community.
Yes.
You know, there's after prom, there's the library, are memorials,
there's always a need, isn't there?
Yes, yes. And we also have our raffle that we'll start selling raffle tickets next week.
Okay.
Along with t-shirts. Buy raffle tickets. They're $1 each, or you can get a book of 10 for 9.
Who would I see about purchasing
any
those?
Member of the community club, and I believe the library will also have raffle tickets.
Okay.
So that would be Peggy Gage, Ann Christensen, Gary Christensen, Connie Frank, and myself, Stephanie Miller.
Okay. So purchase the tickets.
Yes, we have great prizes, too, this year.
What do you have? Can you tell me a few?
Let's see. We know that I'm looking here.
You're hustling there, Stephanie. I
am hustling.
You're doing a great job finding that information right there at your fingertips.
We have three main prizes. For the larger prizes, those are raffled off at the end of the night. I know that the Riverbend Lodge is giving a night stay.
Awesome.
EIO has donated from Pampered Chef a pressure cooker.
Okay.
A quick cooker, which is wonderful. We're going to have
some really great prizes.
Like 35, 40 prizes to give away at the raffle. So make sure you buy your raffle tickets.
So when will the raffle itself be held? That same night with the pie auction?
Yes, after we have dinner, we'll do the pie auction, which we usually have around 20 pies to auction off. And then after that, we'll do the raffle.
Okay. That's a full day.
It's a full day. So probably by 8:30, everything will be wrapped up.
Okay.
But you know, when you start at 8 in the morning.
You got a full day.
It is a full day.
You start with breakfast, you end up with the pie auction and Dirty John. When does Dirty John perform in there?
They do country.
Okay.
That would be Stevens, Home Improvement.
Okay.
Bonnie and Gator and Babe. They're just great people, and they're so fun to work with.
Very cool. All right, so that's Saturday. By the way, with me this morning is Stephanie Miller. She is the vice president of the Emerson Community Club, talking about Emerson Days, which will be here very soon, September 6th and 7th.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so let's look at Sunday. You go home, go to bed, get rested up. Here we go for Sunday. What's going on Sunday?
You can start off bright and early Sunday morning, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. You have the pancake feed at the fire station. So they're going to be serving pancakes, sausage, scrambled eggs, biscuits and gravy. It's a free will donation. It's sponsored by the Emerson Volunteer Fire and Rescue Association.
Okay. And that will be where is that at?
So that's in the fire station on Main Street.
Okay.
On Main Street, yes.
All right.
So then after you get full and you've talked and had a good time, head on down to the park at 10:30 for church services in the park. The music will be by Sundogs. Go ahead and bring a lawn chair. Hopefully the weather is great.
Yes.
I'm planning for nice, cool weather.
Let's hope for 70 degrees.
And beautiful, not like 96% humidity, okay?
Okay.
But if there is rain, the church service will be held in the basement of the Methodist Church.
Okay. Kind of as a backup, but we're counting on a nice, beautiful day.
Yes, we're counting on a beautiful weekend.
Yes.
So then after church service at noon, the Indian Creek Museum is there. They're getting involved. So go on in at noon, tour the museum. There's no way you can see everything in one visit there.
Right, right.
So that's just a neat place to hang out. And then they will have an antique tractor pull as well.
Out at the museum.
At the museum, and that'll round out the weekend.
You have a full weekend.
Yes.
I would note, too, that most of your events are free will donations. Be generous. If you go to the pie auction, be generous.
Yes,
because it does go back and support and benefit the community.
It absolutely does.
You're going to have fun. You're going to have some good food. You're going to get to laugh a little bit.
Yes.
Have an enjoyable time and support the community.
That's why we do this. It brings everybody together. You can meet each other. A lot of times I hear people say, well, I don't know anybody in town.
Hey, here you go.
And here you go. Come on down.
Shake some hands.
Yes.
Yeah. You might, get involved in the community.
Absolutely.
Now, you got the Emerson EIO,
Emerson Improvement Organization.
Improvement Organization.
Yes.
You have the Community Club.
Emerson Community Club.
You're
yes.
heavily involved in all of this. Are there other people that we need to recognize? And by the way, Stephanie Miller with me, the vice president of the Emerson Community Club. Are there other people or organizations we need to recognize?
Today? These are the two organizations in town now. Community Club has been there for decades.
Yeah.
And they've done this for forever. And they are just, they're fabulous people. They're incredibly dedicated. EIO is fairly new. They are coming in strong. They have a lot of great ideas, a lot of energy. And so I just think it's really neat to bring everybody together. I'm hoping that we can partner, all of us can partner and do something with our local library.
Mm-hmm.
Melody Stevens is our librarian there. She is a fabulous lady. She has done some great things for the kids over the summer. And she doesn't forget the adults either.
Yeah.
There's a book club that she has running there. And she has just really done a lot in the library to bring that to the kids and to bring that focus out and encourage kids to read.
I love that, too, by the way. Put the device down and pick the book up and
Absolutely.
Let's read a little bit.
Yes,
so.
Sir.
Where was I going with that, Stephanie?
I'm sorry. So, I start talking and I just go off on all sorts of directions.
I love it. No, absolutely. So 96 years,
mm-hmm. yes.
It all goes back to the visioning boards, the visioning boards that you're talking about.
For Emerson Improvement Organization,
yes. So,
yes.
What are we looking at there? So you're putting together ideas of what...
we can do to make the town more aesthetically pleasing.
Yes, okay. Because, who's been working on that at this point?
So it's been Emerson Improvement Organization. Kyle Dornberg is the president. Julie Van Houten is the vice president.
Okay.
We were able to partner with Iowa State University and the Iowa Department of Transportation.
Okay.
So they've come in. We've been working with them 8 to 10 months now. It's been a lot of process. We've had a lot of great community support because we've needed people to come in, take surveys, give
yes.
their opinions,
yep.
ideas of what they'd like to see in town.
Yep.
So we're to the point now where they have the visioning boards, and now people can see their ideas on
Love
paper.
Love it.
And, you know, planting trees, walkways. You know, a big thing is we would love to do a pathway out to the Indian Creek Museum on the old highway.
You know, these things, when you look at a community, and like you say, it takes a lot of people working together. It doesn't happen by accident.
Oh, absolutely not.
There's a lot of
work
involved. Planning,
yes.
A lot of thoughtful discussions to get to the point to where you are now to say, this is where we've been working at this for 8 or 9 months.
Yes.
This is where we're at. Come look at it.
Absolutely. Come and look and see what's going on.
Yes.
See if this is something. You know, Emerson is a great community. It's a small little town.
Small town, big heart, I've heard.
Small town, big heart. There, thank you. That was a good
one.
There
you go. Yeah.
You know, housing is affordable. Housing that comes up for sale is gone within 2 weeks. It's just that fast. You know, people are moving in.
Mm-hmm.
We have a great mixture of young people, empty nesters. We have retirees, you know, young families, and we're having more and more kids. And so, you know, it's important
yes.
to keep that town, to keep it growing, to keep it, you know, interesting, to give the kids something to do.
You bet. Stephanie Miller with me. She is the vice president of the Emerson Community Club. The Emerson Days will be Small Town, Big Heart. It will be on Saturday, September 6th, and Sunday, September 7th.
Yes, sir.
What else do we need to touch on, Stephanie, that we haven't touched on?
Wow. Well, I'm just going to throw this in because I'm really proud of this, is that we got our Welcome to Emerson sign done in June.
Oh, awesome.
So that was a project that started actually in 2006 with fundraising, and it kind of got dropped along the way. Jeannie Yerb was instrumental in starting that. I got involved in it 3 years ago in April, and, you know, we finally got it accomplished, and it sits along Highway 59.
Yes.
And go by and see it.
Check
it looks
it out.
Really good.
Just
go
drive by. When you go out for a drive this Friday evening, just go drive by.
Yes, please.
All right.
It was a culmination of a lot of people coming together. It was a lot of work, but I think it just brings a community together.
Yes. Very cool.
Thank you so much.
Would encourage people to get out and go. I mean, if you just pick one event, go to the breakfast, go to bingo.
Yes.
But pick an event and go and enjoy. If
Absolutely.
You can enjoy the whole weekend, do so.
And
if
you want to stay the whole day, we have breakfast, lunch,
right.
and dinner.
That's right. You can start early and go late if you wish. But go and enjoy at some point in time. Go to the parade, go to the kiddie parade. I don't know, whatever the case may be, but go and enjoy. So, very good. Nice to see you, Stephanie.
Nice to see
What's
you.
What's the rest of your day hold?
Now I go to work.
Oh, well, there you go.
I'm going to go grab breakfast for the girls that I work with because they're a great bunch of people, and then head on in.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank
Make
you
it a great
so
day.
Much. Thank you so much.
Stephanie Miller with me this morning from the Emerson Community Club, the vice president, by the way, September 6th and 7th, and go and enjoy.
This update of what's happening with the weather in Sunshine Country.